Lots of people seem to tune into energy issues when prices climb, say, for gas or to heat your home. For others, red flags go up when we're told on certain days that the air isn't safe for everyone to breathe. Then, of course, there are people who nearly always consider their energy use and live as greenly or as sustainably as possible. And companies have sprouted, including in Milwaukee, to produce solar, wind, and other green power technology. Next week, we'll report on the green energy phenomenon in our series, Project Milwaukee Power Switch. Executive producer Annalise Henzel is here with a preview. Good morning, Annalise.
Hi, Bob.
Well, first, let's define green energy.
Sure. Well, we're talking about the use of renewable resources to create power. Resources such as the sun, wind, organic plant matter. Because these are renewable, they can be replenished as opposed to fossil fuels, which will run out after a certain point in time. The EPA says another advantage to renewables is that green power leaves a smaller carbon footprint than conventional power. For instance, when you burn fossil fuels, that emits greenhouse gases and air pollution.
Well, talk about how newsroom reports will approach the story of renewable energy.
We're going to travel back in time on Monday with our environment reporter, Susan Bentz. She'll kick off the series by looking at the factors that first prompted the interest in green power a few decades ago. She'll talk to early advocates and adopters. One of them is a woman named Marguerite Ramlow. Ramlow helped start a group called the Midwest Renewable Energy Association. It was in a community about 20 miles away from Stevens Point.
I remember years ago, per capita, we have more solar than anywhere else in the United States. You know, little tiny Amherst. That didn't mean it was a lot of solar, but per capita it was.
Susan will visit the area to hear how the organization has become a leader in green energy promotion and in teaching people how to use it. And then we'll also visit a few Milwaukee residents. The numbers are still small in this part of the state, but more and more people are looking into putting solar panels on their property. And we visit a home that has 16 solar panels lining its roof.
From there, the panels run down the side of the house. Goes from there to the We Energies solar box. Runs backwards. If you look, it says negative. So I haven't had an energy bill since I installed it.
Throughout the series, we'll be exploring what other steps people are taking to lighten their energy bills and their carbon footprint. And we'll look at what utilities are doing to become more green. They are required under a state mandate that was passed in the late 1990s to create 10% of the state's power through renewable resources by the year 2015. And we'll talk to businesses who have made their investments in green energy technologies, businesses such as Ingeteam in Milwaukee. We'll talk with Aitor Sotez of the company about why it's decided to make products for the wind power industry.
There is no shortage of wind anywhere, so it's something that's sustainable. That way, I mean, we don't contribute to anything that will harm the environment.
Finally, we'll be looking at what the future holds for green energy.
Now, our Project Milwaukee series are collaborative efforts involving our newsroom reporters and Lake Effect producers, so that means the reporting that begins in the morning will continue each day at 10.
Yes, indeed. Lake Effect will tackle green energy as well through conversations with leaders in the field. Among them, a University of Wisconsin expert will talk about nuclear power and its sustainability. And one of next week's Lake Effect shows will be a very special edition. It'll feature a panel discussion that we're holding on Monday, this coming Monday, June 10th at Discovery World. WWM listeners and others interested in green energy are welcome to join us at the free event, and we're asking you to reserve your spot as soon as you can by visiting wwm.com/Project Milwaukee.
Thanks, Annalise.
Thank you, Bob.
Annalise Henzel is executive producer of our series, Project Milwaukee Power Switch. It will begin on Monday's Morning Edition.